You're listening to the Incomparables Total Party Kill podcast, in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons on the internet for your amusement. This is episode number 222, posted January 2020. Look at my beautiful cone.
Welcome back to Total Party Kill, the podcast where we make plans and then things happen. I'm your Dungeon Master, Tony Sindelar. Joining me today, it's James Thompson.
Hi, I play Nox, a Dragonborn bard, and I like to think I brought a dragon and a kobold together who love each other very much.
Very much. It's Liz Miles.
Hello, I am playing Velo the Less Demonic, a human warlock, and I like to set fire to things.
It's Tiff Arment.
Hi, I'm playing El Scorcho, the tiefling druid who loves flaming high fives.
Yeah. It's Adina Hurley.
Hi, I play Olena, and I sometimes do stealthy things, or I do things stealthily, sometimes I don't, and make people scream.
Yeah. It's Jason Snell.
I am Furion the Elf, a wizard who, like Elle and Velo, also enjoys occasionally setting creatures on fire.
Yeah, fast and Furion. And last but not least...
Wait till I gain a level, and then I'll be too fast, too Furion.
This is the best thing ever. I'm Maximilian Thundercliff, the noble half-orc, who, for some reason, will throw himself in the path of arrows for NPCs that we ultimately know we're going to sacrifice to dragons.
Indeed. So, previously on Total Party Kill, you are sneaking around in the twisted hallways of a goblin warren. You found some... not-so-alert goblin guards and quickly dispatched them. Unfortunately, other goblin guards were alerted to their presence, and alarm has rung out through the areas here. It feels like you might be near the inner sanctum of the goblin chieftain, a hobgoblin known as Dern. But is now the time to confront Dern or not? Let's find out.
Hey, maybe it's time for ball bearings. I'm just saying.
All right. I think we should scamper north because I don't know where these goblins are coming from, but if they come from down here, then it's just one bonfire to block the corridor.
I think they were coming from the northwest.
That's two bonfires.
Whose turn is it? Are we going in turn order now, or are we not yet back in combat?
Combat seems near at hand. Do you want to go in turn order? Will that make it easier? Or
let's go in turn order.
You know what? Let's go in turn order. All right. It keeps it moving. So, Nox, you are the first to react. And you guys, I don't think you have time to have a little conference and chat about things. You may need to follow the lead of what people are going to do. Choosing not to do something is an option. But, Nox, you're first.
So, I think we heard lots of voices coming from the west door.
You did.
Of the room we're in. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think we go north.
Well, here's the question. If they are now moving north, and we go through the west door, are we behind them?
We run
them?
Round the side of them?
Yeah.
In a comedy them? Fashion? Or we open the door, and there's 80 goblins.
Well, we're going to hit them anyway.
We could run east.
Yeah, well, east is great. East is just two goblins who are still charmed by you for another 35 minutes or so.
East is a dragon that doesn't hate us.
Yeah. We didn't try that north
door.
Yeah,
but it's a kind of small dragon.
By all the corpses.
Yeah, it might be best to go through that corridor anyway, because...
What was south? Did we look south?
We just heard more voices to the south.
Yeah.
Strategically, the way to do this might be to get them pouring in through, a corridor where we can pick them off or put fire in it or things like that.
So go north. Tony, can I ask, during the surprise round in the last episode, I skipped my turn. I held my turn. Does that count for the turn order now, or do I still have to wait?
I guess you're at the bottom of the order, but I'll probably, if there are bad guys, we'll re-roll initiative. How's that?
Okay.
Okay, so I can move 30 feet, apparently, which would take me, I think, up to about here. So
you are heading north?
Yes.
Let's see how that works out for you. Since that was your turn, Nox, you could theoretically, you can move twice, right? If you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I have also got a bonus action of my, bardic inspiration, which I keep forgetting to use. So L is probably close. Well, L is next to go. No, Valo is next to go. So I will inspire Valo. No?
No, no. Do something that do actual damage. These goblins really keep beating the dexterity throw.
No, but if there's no goblins yet. We haven't seen any.
Okay.
So, but if you don't want to be inspired, I won't
inspire you. No, it's fine. You can do that. I don't mind.
I mean, it's
just,
like
I'm suggesting that tactically, someone who hits a little bit harder.
Shut up and play the hits.
No one wants these album tracks.
Nice.
Right.
Freebird.
Valo gets inspired whether she likes it or not.
All right. Nox, you could take a second move because you have not done a standard if you would like, though potentially it depends how far away from your friends you want to get.
The way you're saying that suggests
I say a lot of things, James.
I think keeping an eye on what's going on down that hallway is not a bad idea.
Can I recommend you move closer to that wall so you have some cover? Like if you actually move closer to that wall.
Can I move to sort of here and then maybe next time I'll sort of peek my head around?
Sure.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'll defend you with fire.
All right. Valo, you're next. What do you want to do?
I want to go up here where my little friend is. And I want to set fire to...
Do these fire effects count on us too? Do we have to roll against the bonfires if we want to pass through them, or is it just enemies?
I can pass through them. I'm fireproof.
That's a very good question.
I'm fire resistant, but I don't know that either of us are.
It says a creature, and I'm sure you're not creatures, so we're
cool. You're a creature.
Yeah.
No, just don't stand in the fire. I'm not going to put it in your way, and I can also cancel them. So
yeah, she's going to block up this corridor a little bit with fire. It's a good thing.
Can she do two fires at once?
Yes. It will make them either they'll have to go around it, but also if I do it in such a way that it makes them, they either have to stay there and attack you, which means that they'd stay there and they'd have to beat the throw again, or they'd have to move, in which case they have a disadvantage thingy. So it can be used for crowd control, which is cool.
Goblin control.
Fire, okay, how Goblin do I mark where fires. I want the fire to be? You can just draw it. Cool. Okay, I'm going to draw where I put my fire.
I saw a little bit of fire appear.
Wait, so what's the difference between fire resistant and fireproof? I'm resistant.
Tiff? Are you fireproof?
I'm
or
resistant
fire
to fire damage.
There you go. I have started a little fire there. Just
all right,
you know,
hallway.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Sorry, Tiff. What was your question about fire?
Oh, what's the difference between like if it says you're fire resistant, you're resistant to fire damage? Is that just like all over?
I think it halves it. Yeah.
Just don't move for the fire.
Yeah.
But also, it's a relatively low dexterity. If you've got high dexterity, you might be okay because you just have to beat a 12.
Yeah. So basically, if something was dealing fire damage to you, L, because of your fiery demonic past, you would take half damage from fire damage. So you're not invulnerable. It just does not hurt you as much as other creatures.
Just don't step in the fire. You can move like 30 feet. I'm not going to block everything.
Yeah, it's you know. Do you guys want to engage in a discussion about flammable versus inflammable?
No.
I'm happy to. It's fire related. So
all right. So L, you're next.
Okay. Let's see. We already know that's noisy door. You guys are setting fire to hallways.
They could be coming in immediately to our west or to your west.
And who's up after me? Everyone else.
It will be blocking that corridor and you'll have to go around the other way.
Is there a way to block the doors?
Fire. Yeah,
that's what I was thinking to do with my turn too.
Yeah, I can't block any doors. So maybe I'll pass for now.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to stay there where you are?
Yeah, I do. Okay. Actually, no. I want to move behind Nox. That's where I'm going to go.
Okay.
Bam.
So you head north also.
Yeah.
Elena, you were standing by a door where you murdered a goblin. There's a pool of blood north of you. What would
you like?
You
got to go pick up your daggers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to pick up my daggers, actually. Yeah, you can have
them. They are soaked with blood.
I'm going to go to next.
And goblin brain.
So maybe that's... But yeah, I picked them up.
Mainly just skull.
So. Okay.
I used up some of my movement power.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, because, there's always the ball bearings, of course. But
of course.
of course. But I wanted to block a door, but then there's this theory that actually all of the guards to the west are migrating north now, and they'll pop up from the northwest door.
You have a lot of theories about goblin movement right now. A lot of ideas in this party.
I don't think there's too much you can do from where you're on now anyway, because you've made one move.
Well, I don't know if it helps. I have a rope and a bell. I can set up, like, alarms.
Tie a bell to the door.
Can we do, like, a rope tripwire thing?
Like a string and a bell. We can hear people that are coming, but I'm sure...
So your turn in combat is only a couple seconds, so that would be something that would be great to do out of combat that will be challenging to do in combat.
I don't think I have anything
to do. I think that's
all
you can do.
Okay, right. I'm going to move closer to the pack.
Yep, bunch up. That's great.
I'm going to let Furion
stop judging
us. Control of this situation.
This is going to go fine. I have confidence in this party.
Furion?
I go over to this door and I crack it open to see who's out there.
You want to look in here?
I do.
Oh, no.
Do you want to roll stealth or do you just want
to
do this?
No, I mean, I could try to be stealthy, sure.
Does it occur to Furion to be stealthy?
It does, but he rolled a 9, so, you know.
All right.
I got you, boy.
Boy.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, no.
Wow. The room beyond looks like at one point it was some kind of cathedral, and now it seems to be kind of the central room of a goblin lair. The smell is overpowering. There are... many, many goblins in here.
What are the greeny ones?
Furion, of a variety of goblin walks of life. Let me just find the description of this room if I need it. This is room.
There's 14 goblins in that room.
Oh, God.
Some of them are different.
So, yeah. Furion, welcome to Goblinville. There's many goblins in here going about their various goblin business. Except many of them have turned and looked at you and look quite alarmed. Some of them are warriors. Some of them look like they're probably more like just goblin town people. They're not armed. But they all seem to be alerted of your presence. And word passes through the chamber as the goblins are shouting about you looking in through the door.
Okay, so Tony... first off, which are the warriors? Are those and which are the townspeople?
The warriors have the goblin token that looks familiar.
Yeah,
those are goblin warriors.
All right, so here's my next question, Tony. Can you tell me the logistics of a 15-foot cube originating from me? Is that all directions, or is that a cube in front of me, or how does a thunder wave? Where does my thunder wave go?
It's originating from you. It goes out from you. Now, it's a 15-foot cube, so that's really just right in front of you. So
basically a 3x3 cube in front of me.
Yeah, like there. So, yeah. So, so Thunder Wave is, like, right in front of you. It creates a giant explosion wave of energy. Unfortunately, though there are many goblins in this room, they're not clustered right in front of the door.
How can we cluster them?
Yes. Well, right now they are terrified of you, so you are anti-clustering them. Let me just you know what?
Can we say hi, how you guys do?
Yeah. There are 34 goblins in this room, Furion.
Wow.
Four of them are warriors. 10 of them are goblins townspeople. And then there's another 20 or so what I'm calling non-combatants that I didn't put on the map.
Ah, okay. All right.
So townspeople are still a threat.
Townspeople are still a threat. The non-combatants are like elderly and children.
I think we could kill them all.
There are there are dozens of goblin children in this room, in their house.
We will not kill the children.
I just want to check again. Furion, what's your alignment?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
It moves with the wind, baby.
just an academic question.
It's mine.
Chaotic. Good.
Yeah,
good.
Mine too. Oh, no.
The goblins aren't good, so it's fine.
I'm neutral good.
Well, I was going to try and do my Thunder Wave, but the problem is I can't really get more than a couple of goblins with Thunder Wave here.
But if you could take out the two most fearsome ones.
Or you could talk to them. We're not actually in combat yet. So you could say hi.
You could wait until they get close to the door.
Or that.
Do-do-do-do-do.
And Infurion, you could say, I wait until two warriors get close enough that I can hit them both.
I could do that.
They might have ranged weapons.
They do. They have short bows and scimitars.
A wave of thunderous force sweeps out from me.
Wait. Do we have to go in there?
No.
I mean, it's only Furion.
Tiff, absolutely not. You do Furion. Absolutely do not have to go in there.
Furion is already struck. He's cast his spell.
Push Furion in and close the door.
Our supposed good guy academic has decided, good guy, let's murder some people.
Right, he's gone.
He's gone.
Constitution save for those two guys, Tony.
I think we should slam the door behind him and make a run for it.
You're in a different room. Me and Furion are taking this down on our own.
Hold on. The first goblin got a 18. The second goblin got a 10.
Okay, first goblin. Do I roll one damage that they both take, or do I roll it separately?
Yeah, I think one of them's going to take half damage, right?
Yeah. All right. Goblin 1 takes 10 damage. Goblin 2 takes 5 damage.
All right.
That's a dead goblin. Can I use the rest of my move
to run away?
Yes,
you can. Would you like to remind the listeners and your party what Thunderwave does? Because I don't think we've seen Thunderwave yet in this adventure.
It's a wave of thunderous force that emanates from me in 15 feet cube in front of me. If they make a constitution save, they take half damage. If they fail a constitution save, they not only take the full 2d8 damage, but they are pushed 10 feet away, which means that one dead guy's body got pushed back 10 feet.
Into the arms of his mother.
Yeah, probably so. And then Furion steps back into the room.
I like the way that we started this whole campaign. Yeah. You know, just, we're going to talk to everyone. We're going to, like, charm our way through.
I never did that. That was
my
thing.
You guys should have probably gotten some stuff in writing. There should have been an adventure.
As he runs back into the room, Furion says, always interesting to see Thunderwave's effect on a dead body.
Yes. Chaotic good psychopath?
I think you lied about your alignment.
Yes.
Yeah. So Leroy Jenkins has messed us up.
Goblins are not good. Goblins are evil.
I'm going to roll initiative for the goblins of the goblin commoners. The goblins get 6. And the commoners get 14.
Should we be rolling?
Do you want, or we? You can just keep your initiative that you got.
No, my initiative is terrible.
That's okay. Do you want everybody roll initiative?
I want
to. Okay.
It could go. It could get worse, Velo.
Yeah, mine just got worse.
Yay! It's got up one. I got 11 this
time. I got
15.
Time.
A whole extra point of initiative.
And I'm gonna let you know what, Max. You should get to go again before we reset the turn order. Otherwise, it's like you never get to go. I probably shouldn't have had you reroll initiative, but Liz was very insistent. Liz insists on a lot of things.
And my
dungeon master instinct is that players don't make unreasonable demands, and so I say, of course. And I've not recalibrated yet.
All right, so if I'm going to take a move, going to just move in. Going to move one step into the room and
room full of goblins?
Yeah.
Why not go north and then we can all like just run around the top as they come out the bottom?
I'm going to do the Furion of then just popping back out again. I've only moved a little bit. And then I am going to fire my crossbow at the goblin kind of to the goblin warrior to the north.
Mm-hmm. What about the guy who I wounded? You could take him out.
I thought about that, but I figured I should at least give it a shot at trying to take out one that's closest to everybody else.
Okay, good idea.
So, listeners, players, cover your ears. Listeners, at this point, they have basically managed to stumble into the largest room in the dungeon that is full of goblins. This chamber is, one could assume, connected to many other chambers full of goblins. They basically, instead of moving room to room, silently picking off goblins as they were planning, but 20 minutes ago, they have now basically picked a fight with 45 goblins that are going to pour into one hallway where they all hide, murdering them. So I'm looking forward to seeing how
like
this plays. Let's
film.
See what
We're
happens
all
next.
Line up.
Okay, players, you can uncover your ears. How's it going?
It's great. Fine. These fires are going to work beautifully.
I have a 20 against AC.
All right. See if you roll damage. If you can do more than 7, you kill a goblin.
2.
Okay. You do not kill a goblin. You annoy a goblin.
Uh-huh. And I'm just going to move ever so slightly back into the room now.
All right. Good times. All right. I am now going to sort you by your initiative order. So, Furion, you are up at the top for some reason.
Yeah, because I rolled a good initiative there, because that's what I do. Mm. So I'm gonna pop back over to the door and look in at this guy. Is this door open?
Max, did you open leave the door open, or did you close it behind you?
I left it open.
Okay.
All right. Well, then I'm going to just step slightly over here where I can see that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs to make a wisdom saving throw.
Not his strong suit, but I did roll well. Let's see here. He got a 15.
Well, then nothing happens. And
that was a really unimpressive magic trick.
And then Furion moves away.
And then Furion boldly runs away.
Yep.
Nox, you're next.
Okay. I think, you know, we could talk some overall strategy rather than just running in and...
Too late.
I could go around to here. Or I could go to here.
Yeah, I'm going to be blocking that passageway up at some point. I'm just saying.
Tiff, which one were you saying?
I like the one that you're at now.
Okay. I'm going to go to this, and I...
Oh my god! I'm not going to open this door.
Right.
Would you get back from there so I could block the passage? He's going to bring out more goblins from that place.
You know that a goblin ran in that door. You know that there is at least one goblin behind that door.
Yep.
Yeah, but how many more?
Do you want to open the door and find out?
I am putting another bonfire there.
Well...
Open the door.
Okay, I'm going to go to here then. And... Hang on. 1, 2.
Oh, we were doing so well. We were negotiating.
We're still doing well. We're doing fine.
No, we're not.
What negotiation could we have done with a room of 47 goblins? That was not.
I would not have gone in this room.
How do you know what was in there? We didn't know.
I told you that there were dozens of goblins in there.
To be fair, I rolled Jason stealth and failed.
Jason, insert the clip here where I tell them how many goblins it sounded like.
Okay.
I will not.
Right. I am going to, I will go in through this open door, and I am going to breathe fire.
Oh, gosh. On all of the goblin children.
In a 15-foot cone, which I think is going to take out, well, at least these people at the top.
Mm-hmm.
15-foot from me, 1, 2. Yeah, so it should take out everything, including...
How do cones work, Tony?
Yeah, cones work? Like, can I get... Basically, 15 feet will take out everything in that top bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice.
Cool. That's a good cone.
Yeah.
That's 4 goblins. So roll well, James.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see what I can do here. So what does it say for breath weapon? As an action, once per short rest, exhale in a 15-foot cone. Dexterity check 11. Half damage on success for 2d6 fire damage.
Can you roll 2d6 fire damage for me right now?
I can indeed. I have a 5 and a 5, 10.
Oh, God. All right, so even if they succeeded, they would take 5 hit points?
Yeah.
All right, all the commoners are dead.
Yeah!
Easy!
This is horrible.
Yeah, they don't have that many hit points, and... they're also not great. So this one damaged goblin gets to try and do a dexterity saving throw.
Yeah.
He got an 8. What did he have to meet? Probably better than an 8.
11.
All right. He is also dead. You have murdered four goblins.
Okay.
The people in this chamber begin screaming. There is panic. Goblins are trampling each other. No one knows what to do. Are you done?
Are you happy with yourself?
Let's finish them off. Come on, guys.
I mean, like, we know there's more there.
Look, we started finish.
How many people did I just kill?
Four.
I mean, you killed...
Four,
but there were probably some, like, children and elderly caught in that blast, too.
We started this. We have to finish.
Map. They weren't there. They're
we
not
can't trust
map.
Them now yeah. if they
They're
agreed to
They're huddled in the corner crying, Tony. Come on.
Sorry. Yes.
And that cone, it didn't hit the corners, so they're okay.
Mm. They're just psychologically scarred.
And physically scarred.
That's fine. Yes. Apparently we don't like goblins.
Yes, you are
this
the heroes of this
Furion's
adventure.
Fault. They, look, this is Furion's fault. It's not our fault.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have done that. I would have been for, like, a trick or some kind of song.
Or saying, hi, guys, can we just pass on through
but
here?
But sometimes, what you know, when there's no room, there's no song in your heart, you're just going to burn four creatures alive.
Yeah, thanks, Furion.
That's right, those are the choices.
Okay. Are you done?
You going to move back inside?
I will give some inspiration. As well, because I can do that as a bonus action.
I think you have to be able to see someone, right?
Can I see anyone? No. I think Max is hiding around that corner.
Yep. Just out of the line.
Can I give myself inspiration?
I don't think so.
Oh.
You're familiar with your work. You don't care for it.
I'll move back in that room, James.
Okay, let's do some crowd control. Shame I can't do that flame thing again. Oh, wait. Some people get to attack next.
So are you done?
I am going to step out.
Okay. Are you closing the door behind you or leaving it open? Furion, stop moving around. Sorry.
I think I will run around here and I'll leave it open.
All right.
And they will run around and then it will run into a crowd of people.
The goblin commoners are panicking. The dragon being set on fire was bad for them. I am going to say that some of them head through this door to the west and disappear from sight. Some of them head through this door to the northwest and disappear from sight. This one is just running for it. These ones are most recently afraid of the Dragonborn, so they are going to run past you, Max.
opportunity attack.
Yep. What do I get to do now?
Kill them!
Yeah, you get to make an attack on them.
Okay.
I don't know. They. Yeah, you can swing at one of them.
12 against... No, wait. 17 against AC.
Alright, they only have 3 hit points. God. So, you murder one, the other one runs past.
Okay.
So yes, there is, and there are other goblin, not visible on the map, but everyone is freaking out and there is a panic. Max, it is your turn.
Okay. I am going to move back into the room and I'm going to engage with, the goblin warrior that we have yet to engage with.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to hit him with my battle axe, which is a 23 against AC.
Yep, that'll hit him.
And that will be 9 piercing damage.
All right, you slay another goblin.
Whoa. Don't even get a turn. You said that room was difficult, and I don't even get to do anything. That was easy.
We're not done yet. Another 80 in the next room. So
I'm going to
easy.
I'm gonna move behind the goblin, but stay in the room.
Okay. There is a giant pile of junk over here that would probably provide you some cover. On the southern side of the room, there's just, like, goblin debris. You know, there's, like, wagon wheels. There's, like, an old couch. Where did they get a couch? This is a fantasy
I'm gonna hide
setting.
Behind the couch. That's
just yeah. It was just on the street, and they just picked it up.
Yeah.
Like, this is, like, yeah, this is, these guys are scouring the Craigslist free section. So, Valo.
Are we still in combat? Is there anything left to kill?
There's not things visible. There are many
things.
There's
a guy directly south of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're not fighting. They're just running about.
They're going to fight. They're not the nice. They're not the women and children.
They're panicked, though. I want to go and have a look at what's behind that door. What have I drawn? I didn't mean to do that. Okay, I don't know how to get rid of that. That's not a... Oh, dear.
Is that an adventurer's pyramid?
I don't... It's attached to me. I don't know what I've done. Okay, I want to go and have a look at this, see what this door here. I want to have a peek in there. Can I do it stealthily or is it like too much?
What is stuff? What is your movement? Because that's quite a ways away.
That's from too me. Far, okay. Yeah.
Ah! What's my movement? Was I here? Oh, God. What's my movement? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. And each of them's 5 feet. That means 50 feet. And I've only got 30. Damn it. Damn it! I can't do anything interesting.
You should kill the one that's right in front of you because he can attack, or she can attack Furion or you.
Yeah, no, they're fine. I want to move down here, and I'm going to set a fire over this door here. I've got a range of 60 feet with the fires.
So where's the fire going?
That's the door there. Okay, there's a fire here now. There we go.
Okay.
Yay.
All right. Excellent. All right. Next up is the goblins. There are many goblins. I'm going to do this. Nox, you see a goblin poke its head out from this door up here. He knocks an arrow in his short bow and fires it at you. Because you're around that corner, the goblin's going to have disadvantage to hitting you. Okay?
Okay.
So I roll twice.
There's smoke coming from that bonfire.
Eight to hit.
I've got armor class 14.
Okay. The door to the south of Valo and Furion gets kicked open. Four goblins pour out into the hallway of pillars and let loose a variety of arrows in the direction of Valo and Furion.
I think I might be dead.
Valo.
Yes!
6 versus AC.
Oh, I've got an armor class of 11.
22 versus AC.
I've got an armor class of 11.
You take 5 piercing damage.
That's fine. That's only half my hit. Oh, wait, what's my thing that I've got? Oh, no, I've got to kill something for temporary hit points. Okay, we're good. That's fine.
Furion, 17 versus AC.
Yeah, that hits.
5 damage, and 18 versus AC probably also hits.
Yeah, so can I use inspiration in this situation, or can I not?
To
defend myself? To, I don't know what.
That's not how inspiration works.
I like the thinking.
Yes. All right, Furion is unconscious.
Peppered with arrows and unconscious.
Mm. Oh,
this is bad. Four more goblins pour out of the room to the west.
I really want to turn again. I want to do fire at them.
Oh my goodness.
And they are going to fire attacks at who's in this room?
Me.
No one.
Max is
hiding behind a sofa, remember?
I'm going to say they have disadvantage.
If it helps you, Tony, yet they have to be 18.
18. All right. Let me do this as quickly as I can. So I have to make 8 rolls because I've got 4 rolls with a disadvantage. So.
Aren't you glad we looked in here?
One of the first goblin fails. Second goblin also fails. That. Third goblin fails. Yeah, wow, okay. Alright, all of the arrows, the couch is peppered with arrows. But Maximilian Thundercliff is unscathed.
All to suck and then pops his head back down again.
Yeah, and one final goblin will appear from the door that has been set on fire. So what happens to him when he steps into that bonfire?
He has to beat a dexterity throw of 12.
He does not. What happens to him?
1d8. Hang on.
Roll 1d8. You might kill him, you might just greatly
I'm doing it. It's a 3.
Okay, he is inconvenienced. So, I will just point out that you are currently doing battle with 11 by my count goblins.
It's fine. We're good.
We need some big area.
Hey, my next spell is gonna take every single one of those goblins.
You are also very spread out. Several of you are in a safe hallway with one goblin. Two of you are in a crowded hallway with 4 goblins. Max is in a room with 6 goblins.
Yeah, but that hallway with 4 goblins, they're all going to be on fire
minutes. I'm just saying, and Furion is currently unconscious. So you've already, one person is down. So, Olena.
It's fine. We're good.
Wow.
Choices.
I'm more suited to stealth situations and taking people by surprise. Not
we have
in
created
this situation,
the opposite of that.
Where we have
this is all Furion's fault. Remember that.
Dozens of goblins running towards us from different areas.
Sounds like it's time for some bull barons.
Wouldn't even know where to throw them.
Just throw them through the corridor where Valo is towards the four goblins. Maybe you'll knock them all down. They can't move from where they are.
I'm gonna throw my. Can I just use 500? I don't know how many even to use.
How many do you want to use? How many do you need?
Like in that room,
you're gonna
with,
sit and count them.
In that room with 34 people, I would have thrown all 1,000. But now we have people coming from all directions.
Throw half of them.
I'll throw half of them. It's only.
I just
five.
Imagine you have to like count them out one by one
and just throw them each.
It's like you know, by eye, I'll measure it and say.
All right,
this is
I'm
half.
Just gonna say that now. I want to ask some questions. Uh-huh. That might make life difficult for Valo and Furion.
Furion's Furion is not
I'm
very
good.
Active.
He's not going to move.
I'm good. Don't
there.
Worry about me. I've got this well in hand.
So what's the area of effect of these?
If they were able to walk through caltrops, they can walk through ball bearings. Hopefully. We'll see. Well, I don't have anything else going for me, so I'll just do this.
That's fine.
Come on,
5
full
hit points left. We're good.
Let's do it.
So the way it works, how many ball bearings does it have to be? I think the way it's written, a bag of 1,000 ball bearings is intended to fill a 10-foot square.
Okay, so 2x2.
Yeah.
Don't hit me.
So if you did the square in front of you, then they couldn't come through there. But then they could just come
and
side.
They basically, when they try and run it through an area full of ball bearings, they have to do a dexterity check or they fall down.
Okay, the ball bearings effect is not as good as we thought it was going to be, I think.
No.
I think we got the number 1,000 sounded very impressive.
Why do they say like 1,000 in 10 feet? That's covering the entire area. There will be no unkept area.
Well, that makes it easier. They just glide across the ball bearings.
I think you need something else.
Silently.
My problem right now is that I can only target one person at a time, and
you don't have something that kills 7 goblins that you've been saving for just such an occasion,
or at least 5. No,
I'm just saying I can take care of those 5. Don't you worry.
You could stealthfully run away, Elena.
I know I can run away. I'm fine, but I'm trying to do some damage. So can I throw holy water on them? Will that help?
No, they're not undead.
Maybe you should hold your turn.
Well, I mean, have you got something that you could just, like, fling a dagger at one of them? Taking
can
one
we go
out
back to the
it...
dragon?
Sorry?
Yeah, I was thinking you might want to try to retreat to the dragon and see if the dragon will help us or at least kill the goblins.
You could go on a solo quest to get the dragon.
I could.
Or if you could take... Have you got any throwing weapons at all?
I do have throwing weapons. I have the daggers.
If you could take out that goblin townsperson, because they've got like 3 hit points, they're the only one who can attack me before I can murder them all.
Do it.
Yeah, do that.
You know there's a few turns before we get to you.
Yeah, but they're down in the order.
But they don't,
comes before
they,
them.
I'm there before they are, and I can probably take them all out before it's their turn.
Okay, so this one would
Take
be before you. Okay,
person.
I'm gonna because the guy is next to you. I can do the sneak attack, or 2 weapons. No, that's...
this is a unarmored goblin. He looks like he probably farms fungi for a living.
Okay, I'm gonna do 2 weapon fighting.
Can we ask?
He's,
actually,
he's wearing
happens,
a hooded sweatshirt that says "Goblin U."
I was going to ask this question, and then I got knocked unconscious, which is, is this guy fleeing? Because he came into this room fleeing. Is he going to... Does he look like he's going to attack, or is he just running?
He looks like he is just running from the horrible chaos that you have all created.
All right, well, maybe you can leave him and do something more useful then.
Yeah, yes. Don't bother.
So you kill one of the others.
You want me to try to throw daggers at the guy behind him, then? Or
yeah, if
you
miss,
want,
you'll just hit a tense person.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Although it's you know, they're all going to die.
You're very confident.
Yeah.
In this.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to finding out.
There are
what's
still dice
happen.
Rolls that have
exactly.
to occur.
Well, they'll suffer a lot of damage. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm feeling good about it. I'm feeling very good.
We can tell.
There are some others coming. So.
It's fine.
I just need to remind myself, I have no idea what Liz is going to do, but Velo is a level one character, so I'm very interested to know what's going to happen.
Okay, I'm not going to drag this any further. I'm going to attack the guy, the warrior, behind the town person.
All right, throw some daggers.
Okay, so let me see. So this would be like, I think from where I am, I can throw daggers because it's 20 feet, or do I need to move another square?
It's fine.
Okay, you do your thing. That was 7 plus 5, that's 12.
That will not hit a goblin.
Well,
you tried.
Is there, and should I try the second one?
Because you have two weapon fighting?
Yeah.
So you still get to throw the second dagger, right? Yeah. Why would you not?
Why not? Maybe. I'm not left-handed, but maybe in this case it'll prove useful. Nope. We can't.
Right, you should hide back behind.
I'm going to run now. Not even stealthily. I'm going to run screaming behind L.
It's fine. We're going to be fine.
I'm tall. It's fine.
Speaking of L, it's your turn. I don't. Does somebody have a plan?
Yes.
I think it involves a lot of fire.
I can't make it
all the
way.
Is it a secret plan, Velo?
Yes.
I kind of want to send Fox back, but I'm worried he's going to get eaten by the dragon. So instead, I'm going to move forward to behind Velo's flame up here, her bonfire. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to produce flame at that dude up there.
And he has to make some kind of saving throw?
So
I didn't hit him at all.
Oh, okay.
But what are we going to do to save Furion?
Yeah,
I mean, anybody but Velo even knows that Furion is down at this point.
Yeah. And Velo is not
done.
Velo is not concerned. Velo has a great plan
that's going to fill the corridor with poison.
Also, most of the people in the hallway don't even know what the heck happened with that thunder wave, I think.
Nope.
It's like, there was
Furion,
noise.
Furion, it's your turn.
What is Furion's status? So, like, I know he's unconscious, but, like, what happens now? I've forgotten the...
He is dying.
I have failed a death saving throw. That is my turn.
What does that mean?
I have to roll death saving throws, and if I have 3 failures, I'm dead. If I have 3 successes, I am stabilized at 0 hit points, unconscious. Somebody else could come and stabilize me, and then I stop rolling to die. Or you could heal me, and then I could be back up.
Yeah, I'm not
stabilizing
you.
There's a healing potion on him.
No,
I can heal
me.
Him.
You are very spread out, people. I just want you to understand.
Oh, stop trying to get us to be tactically sensible. This is exciting.
God, Nox, it is your turn.
All right. Do I have? I don't think I have any big spell. I can't. I've used all my spells. Okay, I'm going to. Crossbow the guy around the corner, I think.
Okay.
I get 18 plus 4.
That'll do it. Roll damage.
1d6 plus 2 is 5 plus 2, 7.
He goes down. One less goblin to worry about. Thankfully,
Yay. There's
still 10 other goblins. And you still haven't even seen, you have not even caught a sight of Durn, the hobgoblin chieftain.
It's fine. We're good.
All right. The goblin commoners are next, assuming you didn't want to... Nox, did you want to move or anything?
I will move round.
Wow. Interesting. Nox,
brave, sweet
further.
Lord.
Okay. you just got Liz to be concerned, which I did not know was possible. Nox bravely moves closer, deeper into the goblin warren. An interesting choice. Let's see how that works out for him. The goblin commoners continue to panic and run. This goblin commoner runs past Furion's body and disappears into the goblin warren. Max, you're next. You're in the main goblin chamber.
Sure am.
There are goblin corpses stacked up. Unfortunately, there's also many goblins peppering you with arrows. It also occurs to some of these goblins that they may want to switch to crossbows and close with you very soon. What will you do?
I'm going to attack the goblin that's at the bottom of the stack of the four, the one that's directly in front of me. I'm going to take aim with my crossbow. And that is a critical hit. So that's 20. And I'm going to do 1d8.
Well, you rolled a critical hit, so it's 2d8, probably, okay. Right?
Yep. That will be a total of 6 damage.
It's not 2d8 plus something?
Oh, I did 2d8 plus 1. It was 6 damage. Yeah.
That goblin screams in pain and starts cursing at you in goblin.
Okay. And
which you can understand.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to hunker down and stay behind the sofa.
Okay. Valo, all eyes turn to Valo. Will Liz Miles' plan actually culminate in anything? Lots of pressure, just inordinate amounts of pressure. Okay. All of her relationships are standing with everyone watching live, participating in the podcast, and listening after the fact.
All eyes turn to Valo, by the way. There's nobody, literally nobody watching her in the room except goblins.
I'm just going to remind everyone, this is all Furion's fault.
It's true.
It's Furion's.
Well, Furion's dead, so he paid me all the price.
It's what Furion deserves. Dead.
He got it.
I'm going to cast Burning Hands, which is going to shoot out in a cone of 15 doodads.
Okay.
So that should encompass.
Yep.
All four.
All these little dudes. Ooh. Look at my beautiful cone. Mm-hmm. And they have to make saving throws against dexterity 12. They will take damage, whether half damage, if they don't fail the throw.
All right. I am going to work from left to right. I'm going to make 4 dexterity saving checks for these goblins.
Come on.
First one gets an 11, so that's a fail.
Yes.
Second one gets a 15, that's a success.
Boom.
8 is a fail.
Yes.
And 5 is a fail. So 3 fails. Whoa. And 1 succeeded.
For each of those ones that failed, it's 3d6 damage. And half for the one who passed.
Alright, roll us 3d6 damage, Valo.
7 on the first one.
Oh,
so it's actually, we'll just do it for all of them. So you incinerate 3 goblins.
Yes! I told you! And that's half on the other
and
one.
And hurt 1 goblin.
I told you. I'm just saying, I told you.
Yeah, you had a good spell.
Good spell?
You 100% did. Well, you 90%. You're like
80%
did what you wanted to do. But nevertheless, it was very, very good.
I'm just going to add the beautiful thing about being a warlock is I get that spell back after a short rest.
That was fantastic. I'm pleased to see a spell like that rather than just bonfires. It's awesome.
I hope that you live to take a short rest.
I only get it after a short rest, so it was being saved for a moment. And I want to move back here, I think. Okay. And I will.
You incinerate several goblins and then run away, leaving Furion unconscious in a room with one goblin.
I make an elegant retreat, and
I really wished I could hit more than one person at a time.
I'm saving Furion in that. I will come and help him if he misses his next saving throw.
All right. The goblins are next. Oh my god, there's still so many goblins. Max, you are pinned down. The goblins are kind of slowly marching toward you, firing shots at this couch.
Uh-oh.
Come on, goblins, bring it.
That's the attitude.
They still got disadvantage, right? If I'm hiding behind the couch.
They still have disadvantage.
Oh,
so 5 goblin attacks. So... And I had to get an 18 is what I had to get?
You have to get an 18.
First goblin attack fails. Second goblin attack fails. Getting an 18 with a disadvantage is hard. Third goblin attack fails.
This is great! Max is just tanking all of the goblins whilst we...
Fourth goblin attack fails. Fifth goblin attack fails.
Whoa. Anyone?
How much of this is Max? How much is this couch that I put there?
Yes, it's all the couch. Please, can somebody, anyone,
I'm
just come into this room?
I can come in, and I think. Oh, there's one more guy who's on fire.
The goblin who's on fire falls back into the room. And then there's one goblin that Liz did not incinerate.
I half incinerated. Is it 3 or 4 damage she gets?
Yeah, yes. But how are 3. We rounding it? Up or down?
Okay. I you half incinerated round it down. Him.
don't like that.
Not gonna diss that.
He, what's he gonna do?
I'd run for it if I saw all my mates just incinerated.
He's gonna chase Valo.
Oh, for God's sake! That's not realistic.
He probably would.
I mean, he just burned him and all of his buddies.
Valo makes a gesture that communicates, I just incinerated your 3 mates and you're coming after me. Are you serious?
It happened so fast that he's just like, come on, guys, and then starts to run, not realizing that the other guys are completely dead.
Olenna, you are next.
Yep.
Take him out.
I will. I was thinking that I can't do sneak attack because he's not close enough to Valo.
Or you could stay. Well, no, I'm going to stabilize Shireen if he misses another one.
I'm going to do the short bow the needle sword.
Needle sword.
Because it has the best damage, and I'll come over here to do that.
So you run up to this goblin who is, his face is charred and melty.
And I'm going to look
like
him in the eye.
A crayon that's been left out.
My needle sword.
His eye looks kind of bleary from the smoke damage.
Where did your dice go?
My dye ran away.
It's literally left the room.
Got it back. Okay. That's 7 plus 5, 12.
That will not hit a goblin. Do you get to do 2 weapon fighting with this?
I think that I can.
yeah, sure.
I forget when you can do 2 weapon fighting.
It's got to be both light melee weapons.
Yeah, light melee. Which I think
you got a knife.
The needle sword is. You could probably use a knife now, right? You can't use the needle sword again,
unless you've got 2.
A dagger.
So now a dagger. I'm gonna try a dagger as well.
Mm-hmm.
Stressful situation. Oh, do I add my ability modifier to this one? No. So, but either way, it's an 18.
Oh, well, that'll hit.
That will hit. So, dagger damage is a d4.
Good with 4.
So, d4 plus 3.
Oh.
Oh, that's he's dead.
7.
He's dead. You killed him.
Oh, all right. Yeah. You lunge with the dagger, and the goblin kind of dances away, but then he's off balance, and then you just stab him in the side with the dagger, and he goes down, clutching his side.
Should have run away. I told you, Mr. Goblin.
All right, we are almost to the end of the round. Elle, you are up next.
All right, I'm going to move, let's see, 5, 10, 5. Can I go diagonal?
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Can we help Furion? Right.
That's where I'm going. I'm going over near Furion.
No, ignore, Max needs help. Max actually is doing something. Furion got us into this.
I'm gonna say.
And is not doing anything.
Considering I still have 11 points of I still have 11 hit points, I reckon you should heal Furion because he can attack.
I can't get over to Max anyway. So I have a spell that lets me heal. I already used 1 spell slot and we haven't rested since then. So I can use another spell slot, right?
You can use as many spell slots as you have spell slots. So
I
don't know how many spell slots you got.
2. So 2. I used 1 already. So I have a healing word and it is a range of 60 feet. So yeah, he's basically within range. And
what is your healing word?
Oh, I forgot. Didn't I have a
word? Is it?
Heal or something like that.
It was something stupid.
That sounds like us.
It's a new one.
Yeah.
You can have many healing words.
Okay. Let's see. I don't know why, but get on up makes me, I don't know why.
That's 3 words.
That's 1
get
word.
Get on up.
Get on.
It's hyphenated.
On scene. What's the power of the healing word? What do I get in terms of hit points?
All right. You're going to have a 1d4 plus your spellcasting ability modifier. Spells. Modifier plus 2. So that means that will be what you get plus 2 on addition to that.
So 6.
See. Oh, wait. So let's see. Oh, are you rolling it or do I roll it?
Yeah, I rolled it.
All right, cool.
Next time, Elle can roll it.
But considering Jason completely maxed out the score, Jason is fine. Just let him roll it.
The creature of your choice that you see within range gains hit points equal to 1d4 plus your spellcasting ability modifier.
Wait, did you say anyone you can see?
No, a creature you can see.
Within range, yeah.
Okay. Yes, you heal all the goblins.
Furion pops his eyes open and says, near-death experiences are fascinating.
Elle, do you want to do anything else on your turn? You moved and you cast a spell. I don't know if you've got anything left.
I think we should all pile into the room because we need to be in one place now.
We're Max.
Otherwise,
yes.
Do we? Potentially. Do we need to be?
Yeah, but if we all
pile in.
We
need to save Max.
No, Max doesn't need saving. He's fine.
I think he's outnumbered heavily.
I think it makes sense for people to move in if they have attacks. If they're going to go after the goblins in the order, there's no point in them being.
All right, I'm being facetious. So.
Yeah, I'm going to wait to move in there until I can actually do something about it.
So, Furin, you are conscious. You're on the ground. So you got to use half your move speed to get up.
Yep.
Get on up.
All right, get on up.
Get on up.
I am going to... So let's see here.
That door is open, so you can see many goblins in the next room firing a spray of arrows
so
at
I'm
a couch.
I'm going to move over here to the left of L. I'm going to high-five L for waking me up.
Yay,
I'm going
Wait, flaming high-five, right?
Yep.
Excellent.
And then I can see this guy who is actually the guy that I injured, I believe.
Yeah, that was where all this started.
With the thunder wave. Remember that? Remember when that happened?
Yes.
Can you do that again, please?
And I'm just going to firebolt him this time. I'm not going to toll the dead.
All right.
The 12's not going to hit him, right?
Nope.
Inspiration. That is crit time. Crit time. Crit time.
Yeah.
All right, roll damage.
Now that's just a spell, so I don't do double damage, right?
If there is a damage roll, you would double it.
He's dead.
Yes,
yay.
He's super dead from a fiery bolt.
And as a last,
Maximilian, as it all looks real bad, as a platoon of goblins is stomping through the trash toward your couch. What suddenly? Perhaps the tables are turned. Perhaps this is just one last gasp attempt for hope. A firebolt scorches into the side of the head of a goblin who was about to kill you, let's say.
Also, as an at will before my turn is over, I use my message spell to send a message to Meepo that says
nice,
help us, have the dragon help us, there are so many goblins here.
Meepo, you're our only hope.
There are so many goblins, have the dragon help us, just in case.
We're doing fine, we don't need no dragon. Oh god, you started this.
Can't hurt.
Yeah.
Alright,
I'm not sure it'll do anything.
We might have to share loot with the dragon.
Well, it's share loot or die.
We're here for the glory, not the money.
This is easy. We're fine.
No, this is where we employ the breadcrumbs. We get the coins. We lead the dragon to goblin.
Nox.
Right.
He sees wearily.
No, I think I'm trying to work out my best move to help Max here.
You need to get that fire cone going.
Yeah, I need to do that. I need a rest. Yeah. So I could go off and have a little rest. But,
like for an hour? I'll be back in an hour. Keep me posted.
Oh God, what have I got? Anything that will...
Go curl up by the bonfire, have a little nap, and join us on Everything's Back.
Okay. Oh, bonus actions. No. I can mock somebody, but that takes a turn and is a bit silly in this situation.
You haven't listened to other D&D campaigns on TPK, have you?
Vicious Mockery is one of our staples.
Yeah. Well, there's someone's staple.
Mm.
Mm.
But I don't know that I can viciously mock all of them. Which
you cannot. You gotta call it a goblin.
Yeah, so I think I'm going... I'm going to come in here.
Check that door.
Behind this pile of bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to try and shoot an arrow at the top one.
Bodies do make excellent cover.
That's what I was thinking. all right, so...
They're so stackable.
Yeah. Oh, God. Just pull a few bodies around, like some children. Just pile them high.
Remember when you guys were the noble heroes who were going to talk your way through everything?
This is Furion's fault.
Now you're stacking corpses.
I'm just mentioning that. It's not ours. We're defending ourselves. Furion's a psychopath.
Yeah. Okay, so
goblins are bad. They're trying to kill us.
My goblin children shield. Oh, God. And I was going to say, well, I wasn't the one who killed them.
You were. Also, you
100%.
Were.
You set them on the room. That was all
that
your
was a
death.
Different guy. I'm different now.
I'm a completely different dragon. All right, hang on. So, crossbow. I have 18 plus 4, 22.
Roll damage.
Damage, 1d6 plus 2. I get a 6 plus 2, 8.
He killed them.
Wow. I cannot believe that you are all not murdered by goblins. You are on borrowed time. You've slain yet another goblin.
I knew we'd be fine. I'm just offended this whole battle started. But I didn't know
the goblin
fine.
Commoners continue to panic and run. Maximilian, somehow you have not been slain by goblins.
Of course I haven't.
You are cowering heroically behind a couch. There are three remaining goblins advancing on you. What will you do?
I'm going to use my crossbow on the same one that I attacked before, who is bloodied, the one that is directly in front of me. That missed him. That 100% missed him. So we're just going to move on.
Maybe.
Do you want to get out of there?
You should change your... Mm-hmm.
Do you want to pull back into the corridor? Or
yeah,
something?
That's. I mean, do you want to stay there?
Yeah, I'm going to stay here.
Okay, that's a choice.
Hey, it's he hasn't been hit yet.
Yeah,
so.
I'm going to stay here. I can't.
This is lucky couch.
I think it's a good choice.
I have no more healing spells. I'm out.
I think I'm fine.
He doesn't need healing spells. He could stay there for. We could all have a nap, and he'd be fine.
Velo.
Yes, I would like to move down here to that square, and I would like to. Is that dude? That dude's still alive. And it's got a range of 60 feet, so I can start a bonfire on that injured goblin, please. Wait, hang on. That's fine. Yeah, it's just 40.
So that goblin needs to make a dexterity saving throw?
Of 12.
He makes it.
For God's sake, goblin face. Well, he's still in fire, so he's still having fun.
The goblins are next. This goblin's going to exit the fire. The goblins are going to close on Maximilian. They are now standing on the couch that Maximilian had been hiding behind.
You're fine, Max.
Get off the couch. That's bad manners.
This is less than
Maximilian, three scimitar attacks are coming your way.
You could be fine.
22.
Yep.
16.
Misses.
And 17.
Misses.
So one got you?
Yeah.
So one scimitar catches you in the other arm for 5 damage.
Okay.
All right. Olena, what can you do?
Not much. I'm super far away. Let me see how close I can get before...
You could maybe come around the top, and if you have a ranged weapon.
Yep, let me see. So that's, where's that ruler? I feel like I need it now. Okay, I'm going to come here. Oops. So I'll come into the room with Max, and I'm going to use my short bow on, I suppose, the already damaged, already wounded goblin. Mm-hmm. Well.
I am at half HP, by the way.
I don't have any healing, so...
No, I'm not. I'm just letting everyone know. You don't want me to die.
Yeah. Please come in. Please come save me. And I'll use the two weapon
Hello,
fighting.
Relay FM. Can we cancel all that Maximilian Thundercliff merchandise we have been playing?
We might need a new name.
Ixnay on the action figures. Just throw those into the ocean.
So I got a critical hit.
Yeah, you did.
All right. Well, that goblin only had a single hit point from a previous attack, so he collapses into the ground.
Thank you.
Maximilian, you are perched basically next to a pile of trash that is also turning into a pile of goblin corpses.
That's exactly what I wanted.
Can I use...
take us home...
Wait. Can I use my second weapon on someone else?
So throw your second dagger at one of the other goblins then, I guess.
Yes. The one that's on top, like... North of Max.
Yep.
It's without ability, so it's a 14.
You need a 15 to hit a goblin.
Damn it, I tried.
Thank you.
L, you are at the bottom of the order.
I can run away. I have to.
I think you used all your movement to get there.
Well,
so.
We'll see.
L, what is next?
All right, I'm going to move. I can move 30 feet, so here-ish. Now
you gotta move to the door and then, yeah.
Right? Okay. Oh, I have to go to the door, so I don't know. Like over here. I'll go behind Elena.
That sounds great. Sounds great.
And I'm going to, let's see how far that is. Oh, yeah, that's fine. All right, I'm going to do the produce flame attack on that guy right there.
Does that hit max as well?
I won't hit max, no. It's not
targetable.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, it's targetable.
Thanks for checking, James.
Just wanted to, just in case.
Well, I appreciate it. You're looking out.
Let me just check. At a creature, it says specifically 30 feet. Okay. That is an 11 plus 4.
That'll hit, right? That's 15.
Excellent. And then I can throw an 8 for damage. And I got an 8.
Woo! All right. You have slain a goblin. A single goblin remains in this chamber. Face to face with Max, but you have rallied. The group has converged on the room. There are corpses left and right throughout this goblin war, and it seems like maybe you have finally turned the tide of battle when the door next to Nox flings open, and the loud voice of the hobgoblin war chief says, "I don't know who you think you are, but I didn't like those guys anyway." Dern, the hobgoblin war chief, stands proudly in the door, flanked by several other hobgoblin warriors. A goblin shaman lurks in the shadows behind him, and he looks beyond menacing. You'll find out what happens next week on Total Party Kill.